Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Town of Amenia has a town board workshop meeting. That's at Town Hall at 7 p.m. And a planning board meeting coming up in Ankrum. That is happening at 7 p.m. The meeting is open to the public. In a story out of today's Millerton News commemorating a community project which has been several years in the making, Pine Plains has welcomed the Sissing Center with open arms. It was a grand opening surprise party on Saturday the 31st. There is still more work to do before the center can be unveiled as a finished community and cultural hub center of the town, but the party was a way to let the community walk across the floors, explore the building, and take a look at work that's been completed during the last few years. Now, anybody heading west on Route 44 in Millbrook has seen the activity on land across from the Carey Institute. Having started 4 years ago, the solar power project is now advancing at a pace that is expected to be completed this fall. Solar is going to be installed by YSG Solar and is currently waiting for panels to arrive. Carey is committed to buying all the electricity generated by the solar field for the next 25 years. Harlem Valley Homestead inviting the community to share food together and learn more about the farm and the people involved. That happens on Friday from 6 till 8 p.m. More information or reservations at harlemvalleyhomestead.com. Friends of the Coleman Station Historic District in Northeast working with Ralph Fedeli on displays of the organization's mission at work at the restored Irondale Schoolhouse in Millerton. This will run for a month beginning on September 7th, and on weekends, board members will be there to answer questions. If you've been on the rail trail between Millerton and Amenia, you've passed through the district and hopefully noticed the signs and the garden. West Stockbridge Congregational Church on Main Street serving up a pancake breakfast with home fries, sausage, fruit cup, coffee, tea, and juice on Saturday from 8 until 11. The Amenia Fire Company Benefit Golf Tournament is being held Saturday, September 7th at the Undermountain Golf Course in Copaig. Both morning and afternoon flights for this 18-hole four-person scramble. It's a pre-registration-only event. To register or see if you can register or can become part of a team, 518-329-4444. The cost of the tournament, $100 per person, includes green fees, cart, lunch to turn, complimentary draft beer, on-course prizes, and a barbecue dinner. Proceeds from the tournament will benefit the Amenia Fire Company. The 6th Annual Christchurch Classic Car Concours and Cruise will take place at Christchurch Episcopal, 9 South Main Street in Sharon on Saturday from 11 till 2. The event will be held on the church grounds and the Sharon Green Rain or Shine. The Viewer's Choice Trophy has been forged by parishioners with blacksmith William Trowbridge. Participation is limited to 40 cars. Early registration is encouraged at 860-364-5260. Canaan VFW, the Couch Piper Post at 6851 presents Surf and Turf Bake, lobster, baked potato, clam chowder, steak, corn on the cob, Saturday from 12 to 4. The rain date is Sunday. Musical guests, Bahama Mama and the Painkillers, $35 for dinner. Tickets only available at the Post. Tickets on sale to the public. No tickets at the door. A book talk, Connecticut Made, with Cynthia Parzak is happening Saturday at 1 p.m. at the D.M. Hunt Library in Falls Village. Town of Sharon will host its third annual Sharon Art Walk on Saturday, September 7th from 4 till 7. Artwork of all types will be on view at locations around the Sharon Town Green. The following, a list of locations participating: Natalie Beals, Standard Space, Patty Mullins, The Edward, Alan Blagden, Sharon Historical Society, Judith Wire, Hotchkiss Library, Ayla Penn, The Ice House. Artists to be announced at the Lamberton Truax building. Mike Selbach will be at J.P. Gifford's, Victoria Selbach at Smitty's Barbershop, and Stevania Metrovic, Hendrix Churchill Porch on Main Street. And there'll be a group show at Sharon Town Hall. Attendance is free. More information at 917-627-3261. Or info at standardspace.net for more information. 12 Moons Coffee House is having another coffee house on Saturday, September 7th from 7 till 10. Famous Before We're Dead, it's at the Center on Main in Falls Village. Stockbridge Grange on Church Street will serve up a roast pork dinner on Sunday, September 8th, 1 o'clock on. $12 for adults. Children up to 12 years of age dine for half price. Youngsters 6 and under eat for free. Takeouts will be available. On Monday, September 9th, at 7 p.m., Chancellor Livingston Chapter, NSDAR Monthly Meeting, Speaker the Honorable William Sanchez, Rhinebeck Village and Town Justice at the Star Library Local History Room, the role of a local judge, it's open to the public, refreshments will will be served. The Sharon Fire Department is having their annual golf tournament on Tuesday, September 10th at the Sharon Country Club. The rain date is the 17th. Entry fee for the 18-hole four-person scramble, $135 per person, includes green fees, cart, lunch, on-course contest, refreshment cart, awards, and dinner. There will be a raffle. On-course contests include closest to the pin, longest drive, and we here at Robinhood Radio sponsor the hole-in-one. Now, pre-registration is required, but you can call and see if there's still room for you or your foursome at 860-671-5758. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 237.45 to 26,355.47. NASDAQ at 79.76.88, and the S&P 500 at 29.37.78. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.